Matanuska's Sioux Sitna Borough Manager John Moosey made the announcement on Thursday at a press conference in Palmer.
We have been working diligently the last 2.5 years to resolve this issue. We have not been successful yet.
Moosey said the borough assembly members will meet in a special meeting next week to decide what to do. He said it is not clear what will happen if the borough fails to pay.
We hope not to find out, but at this point in time, we are looking for an alternative solution other than paying $12.3 million back.
The federal transit letter received this week indicates that there is a 30-day deadline on the payment. Moosey said that a delegation from the borough visited Washington, D.C. last December to speak with the secretary of the FTA to present everything the borough has done to resolve the issue of the ferry, albeit unsuccessfully.
So at that time, we talked about many options that we could do and really threw out some discussion items. So essentially, this letter really allows us now to sit down and talk turkey and work out how this is going to be resolved.
Moosey said that the borough will respond to the FTA within the 30-day time frame. He said the amount of the money is not in dispute. The borough has been trying to sell the ferry for years for about $6 million with no success to try to recover costs of its upkeep. The Sioux Sitna is berthed in Ketchikan, which initially cost the borough $30,000 a month, although in recent months that cost had been reduced.
And that has been part of our challenge is we have the boat, which we have in Ketchikan, that we have monthly costs on. At the same time, we have this grant from the FTA that needs to be resolved. So we're getting pinched both ways on this issue.
Matsu Port Director Mark Van Donken says about $4 million of the $12.3 million paid for the Port McKenzie Terminal building, among other things.
It was also used for the studies. We had to do environmental studies, route studies, passenger surveys. We did a design for the ferry landing at Port McKenzie.
The ferry was paid for by the U.S. Navy, but was given to the borough with certain provisions tied to the millions of dollars in grants that went with it. Moosey said the borough's plan to use the ferry between Port McKenzie and Anchorage fell apart when the borough failed to get a second influx of money to build ferry landings on both sides of Kinnick Arm. I'm Ellen Lockyer.